Robin and Trisha's house tries to mitigate that challenge. Since opening last spring, the organization has provided housing for 6 men who have just been released from incarceration. Joshua North is one of these men. He was released from Wabash Correctional Facility last month and moved straight into Robin and Trisha's.
This is it.
He says having the housing support offered through Robin and Trisha's makes a big difference in someone's chances for success.
You go back to what you know, right? You go back to what is easy for you. And a lot of guys that get out that don't got the opportunity to be in position to work and to have housing, it's just you fall back into the same trap. Like you get out and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to do it this way. But when you get out into the same environment, into the same situation, 99% of the time, you're going to go back into that lifestyle.
Right now, he's working in commercial services through Goodwill and is looking for long-term housing. North says it's tough to find a landlord who will give him a chance, especially when applying for apartments has gone mostly electronic and he has felonies on his record.
The technology situation has been a hurdle for me. Last time I was on the streets, there was flip phones and like it was just different. Now everybody wants to see you via the phone, and a lot of places that I call, like it goes directly to voicemails and they'll get back at you. When that happens, you just kind of lose hope.
To be released from prison, you must provide an address where you will be staying, though that can be a shelter. And in Indiana, it is legal for landlords to reject housing applicants based on criminal record. Katie Norris founded Robin and Trisha's. She says the surge in rental prices makes landlords more selective. The goal of her organization is to find people housing within 3 months, which they've met so far.
There's guys that come in there and they'll be out within a month, or they just need a month and a half or 2 months. Then there's some guys who take a little bit longer. Criminal records make it the hardest. Criminal records and evictions. That's what makes it take the longest to find housing.
The pandemic has created more barriers to people getting help. One example is New Leaf New Life, which provides services to people who are or have been incarcerated. They had to halt educational services in the Monroe County Jail during the pandemic, though they still correspond with inmates through letter writing. New Leaf New Life Assistant Director Stacy Flynn adds there are huge backlogs for people hoping to get paperwork like birth certificates, especially for Marion County.
For instance, I had waited since July for a client's birth certificate that just came in last week.
That can create further delays for people in the process of re-entry as they look for stable housing and being able to afford a place to live. And there's been fewer nonprofit and transitional housing options available. Jennifer Ortiz is an assistant director of criminology at IU Southeast and sits on a board that helps people find resources when they're released. She says a lot of nonprofit housing options stopped accepting new people to prevent spread of COVID-19 in their housing. Mitch Donick is deputy director of operations for the parole division at the Indiana Department of Corrections. He says housing is just one factor that concerns his department, especially when it comes to recidivism.
There are so many barriers when it comes to people that are reentering society, but transportation, employment, housing, and substance use treatment or mental health treatment are really the big issues that we deal with on a daily basis.
Recidivism is defined by the Department of Corrections as returning to jail within 3 years of an offender's date of release. That number is on the rise, from just under 37% in 2019 to just over 38% in 2020. Norris says he doesn't want anyone to go through what he experienced during incarceration and wants to give back to the community.
As I sat in prison and I seen youngsters come in and come back and come back and come back, I felt like, man, wow, if I would have had somebody come to me at 13, 14 years old when I started to rebel and not listen, it probably would have changed my life. And I really want to help these kids to not go down the path that I went down.
North says his goal is to develop a program to reach out and help at-risk youth and hopes to create a platform to do that. For WFIU News, I'm Ben Taboutier.